In the 13 years since, I really haven't been able to forget an interview I did with Jaime Lerner, at that time mayor of Curitiba, Brazil. And it seems a lot of people have not been able to forget him and his ideas either. We're looking again at bus transit for Honolulu, and we're looking at some of the ideas that Lerner brought to bear on the projects for his city. The bus, Honolulu's bus transit system, is the only mass transit system to be honored twice by the American Public Transportation Association, the Oscars of mass transit. The bus has also been credited with the lowest cost per mile of any U.S. system. No wonder so many people today wonder why bus rapid transit, BRT, can't be expanded to address Oahu's traffic problems. Honolulu's current bus network was developed during the Harris administration under Transportation Services Director Cheryl Soon.
We were examining what could be done with a BRT system. We had examined them around the world, including the one most people were familiar with in Curitiba, Brazil, but there are others.
In 2003, the mayor who instituted Curitiba's world-famous bus system came to Honolulu. Under Jaime Lerner's leadership, Curitiba had become a beacon for creative and sustainable urban planning. Today, their bus rapid transit system serves 2 million riders a day, 85% of the population.
It's not a question of scale and not a question of money. Every city in the world can improve their quality of life in less than 2 years.
That's Jaime Lerner, mayor of Curitiba for 3 terms, then governor of the state of Paraná, Brazil, for 2 terms. His desire for fast, low-price traffic relief drove the decision to invest in bus transit. It wasn't an instant hit, but over a 15-year span, they kept tweaking the system to mimic a subway's efficiency, with wider doors, prepayment, and not having to step up.
He created tubes at every station. You went up a couple of steps, and you were standing on the landing platform, but that's when you had paid your fare, so that when the bus comes, 4 or 5 people can move in at once, and it loads really fast.
Eric Crispin was city planning director under Mayor Harris and part of the delegation that visited Curitiba. Crispin says attention was paid to specific adjustments that could make the experience faster, more convenient, or more pleasant.
And these are minor tweaks. The interesting thing is he would remind us and say, look, we're from Brazil. We're from a poor country. We don't have the billions of dollars to do a subway system or an elevated system. But we can take and jury-rig little things. That's not adding hundreds of millions of dollars of debt to the society.
That was the idea. Still stinging from the city council's rejection of rail in 92, in the early 2000s, the Harris administration planned a true BRT system.
And we got nothing but grief from the city council about the bus rapid transit system. In order to make it work the way Jaime Lerner makes it work, you have to have a dedicated lane. And that dedicated lane is taken away from something, and it was often taken away from parking. We would have all kinds of testifiers saying, I need those 3 spaces in front of my apartment building because my grandson comes and delivers the groceries to me, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But you don't imagine the grief that I went through trying to get a BRT system. And, at the end of the day, it was not popular. I'll have to be honest.
Even though it worked so well and was award-winning?
Well, the bus system was award-winning, but the BRT system, we never were able to put it in place. The closest we got was Line E, an express line in the city. It just went from Chinatown through Ala Moana and Kaka'ako and into Waikiki. Mm-hmm. And remember, there's a lot of people who live in Kalihi who work in Waikiki. It was a very popular line, and the first week that Mufi became mayor, he killed it. Stop it. I tell you that not to criticize any one politician along the way,
sure. But
one of the downsides of doing it with the bus system is that the next guy can stop it. Whereas once you put the rail system in, it's a fixed system.
Well, and you've committed so much
really
money
not
and resource into it.
Rip it out and take it out. And unfortunately, we have learned with the bus system that a good line can be put in and then a different political regime, sees it differently. So what happens is those riders, the people who have built a building, assuming it's there, all of a sudden it's gone from them. And so they're not going to trust I'm going to build a building or I'm going to not have a car because I've got this other thing and then have it taken away from them. So the lessons, unfortunately, from the things that we learned about how easily they can be lost made a lot of us much stronger believers in rail.
But rail can mean several things, and cities around the world have been placing their bets, coping with dissension, delays, cost overruns, and traffic the whole time. Ahead, what specifically are the problems we're trying to solve, and how have others done it? Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.